Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 273, stanzas 2 through 6. O Lord, regard me when I cry. In mercy, hear me when I speak. And thou bidst me seek thy face. And I, O Lord, with willing heart reply, and thy face, Lord. I'm sorry. That's the wrong one. 273. 273 stanzas 2 through 6. The time for Zion's help is near, the time appointed in thy love. O, let thy gracious aid appear. Look thou in mercy from above. 2 through 6 of Psalter 273. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to John, thereof the 20th chapter, verses 1 through 18. John 20, the first 18 verses, but first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John 20. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, and when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away again unto their own home. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head, and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith unto them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back, and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren, and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. So far the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Almighty God of the heavens and of the earth, we may in this thy holy day commemorate the first step in that reward that thou didst give unto thy dear Son. Thou didst promise him that reward. Thou didst promise it to him if he would fulfill all the conditions. And now we may commemorate that thou hast given him the reward. And so we may be sure that all the conditions that thou hast required of him, they are completely and they are perfectly fulfilled, so that there is now no more that needs to be done. O Lord, thou who didst say in that day, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Oh, that thou may give us understanding hearts, because it cannot be said of all that we do that it is well done. But what shall we now bring to thee to add unto that which he has done? Oh, shall we bring unto thee a burnt offering? Shall we bring unto thee a sacrifice? Shall we bring unto thee merit? Shall we show to thee a righteousness, goodness, worthiness from our side to try to add to that which thy dear Son has finished? Would it not be now to deny what he has done? And when thou hast accepted it, and when thou hast said that it is enough, and that it is sufficient, and when thou hast declared it in the resurrection of him from the dead, O Lord, thou dost smile upon thy church in this day. All weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. Oh, that thou may give each and every one to behold that satisfied justice. Oh, that thy children that do attempt with all their heart and with all their might to fulfill what they cannot fulfill, and to bring unto thee a perfection which they are not able to reach. Oh, do open their eyes in this day to behold and that finished work, and that they may be given to see, and that the Father he is satisfied, and that David, and with all his iniquity, and with all of his sin, and with all of his guilt, and then he may hear from thy own servant, the Lord hath put away thy sin, thou shalt not die. O thou who didst smile upon a Manasseh, thou who didst smile upon a Saul of Tarsus, O thou who didst smile upon a Peter, who had cursed and sworn that he did not know thee, oh, could it please thee to smile also in this day upon those whose guilt rises high as the heavens, and who is not able to bring to thee a sufficient satisfaction. Oh, that by that free, that completely free and sovereign grace, there may be a little relief, and there may be a little comfort for all those that do mourn over iniquity and sin, those who desire not to sin anymore, those who desire to be reconciled unto the true and the living God. Oh, that thou may open the eye of true saving faith, and that they may experience a little what thy children have experienced in that day. Oh, that thou may lead thy people from strength to strength, from step to step, in the experiences that are necessary within their own souls, that they may receive those blessed comforts, that blessed assurance which thou wilt give unto thy own people, and which has been merited by thy own dear Son. When the Father has been satisfied, when justice has been fulfilled, O Lord, wilt thou show it unto us, that we may live not out of a broken covenant anymore, but that we may live out of a true saving faith upon the accomplished merits of thy dear and only begotten Son, in whom that thou hast declared, in him I am well pleased. Oh, do it, Lord, for the sake of thy dear Son, oh, for his honor and for his glory. For when thy children, in all their poverty and in all of their need, may once look upon him, when he may show himself a little through the lattice, oh, then he is magnified in their hearts, and in their hearts to go out unto him with holy longings, and they begin to sing again the songs of Zion, praise unto our God. O Lord, remember us all together. These are the blessings, these are the treasures that thou dost have in store for all those who fear thee. Oh, that thou may give a holy jealousy in the hearts of those who have no knowledge of these matters. Oh, that thou may cause to turn away from all that does not profit in this world and in this life, and that there may be a hunger and a thirst after thee, the true and the living God, and that thou may also reveal thy dear and only begotten Son to those who do not know thee. Remember us then in this afternoon hour, separate us for an hour, together with thyself, if it may please thee, each one in our own places where thou hast driven us. Oh, make them this day a little sanctuary, Oh, that it may be good to be round about thy word of truth, and that there may flow a little of thy Holy Spirit, and that thy word may be opened unto us, thy servant, and that it may be opened unto each and every one of us as hearers. Oh, that we may taste a little, and that we may believe a little, and that we may rejoice a little, and that thy name may be glorified a little, and that it may be a little taste of that which will happen in perfection and to all eternity. Oh, that it may yet be in this Sabbath day a little of heaven, a little of glory, and that there may be goings out unto thee, the true and the living God. Remember all those that are afflicted and sick in this world. Oh, Lord, the many cries and the many tears and the many sorrows and the mourning over the losses of loved ones. It is multiplied. It is increased. Give men to know that thou art God, and draw unto thyself once again. And could it please thee to put thy sword once again into its sheath? O Lord, could it please thee to stay thine hand? O judge us not according to our sins as nations in this world, but could it please thee to turn us again? O turn us to thy blessed footstool, and that we may cease from sin. O that thy Sabbath day, that it may be honored in the midst of these nations. O that the unborn who are slain day by us, O that it may cease, that we might learn to turn away from our sin, and that we may do the work of the law of the Lord, and that we may desire to walk humbly before our God. O that thou may remember our rulers, give them that confession of thy holy name. O that they may lead us also in this great and important matter, and turn us back again, and point us back again unto thy holy word and to thy testimonies. And wilt thou supply for all thy servants over the length and breadth of this whole world? Thou knowest each one and where that they are. O that thou may increase their number. Also in this season that lies before us, could it please thee to gladden us with thy deeds? And wilt thou send forth more servants into thy vineyard for the harvest that is great, and the laborers are few, that thou may work in the hearts of men, that they may be called with a true holy calling by thee thyself, that they may separate themselves unto the work that thou hast called them to do. And could it please thee to bless the labors of thy truly sent servants, that there may be many that have yet to be drawn in the last days of this world from darkness of nature into thy marvelous light. Wilt thou look upon us as a congregation? Do remember all the children, that thou may care for the teachers, the parents in this time, in this special time. Give them strength, give them courage, give the upholding of thy hand, and give the children also patience. Oh, give them when they are not able to see and to meet with their friends. That they might learn to know that there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, that he is everywhere present. Oh, that they might learn to know him. Oh, that they could remember their Creator in the days of their youth. May thou bless yet this affliction,
and this trial and this way for the good of our children and all of us together. Do remember also the economies of these nations. For, Lord, we are a people who have been blessed in great abundance by Thee. And now there are many trials. Oh, look specially upon the poor ones, because in their poverty, then they do not know from day to day where their food must come from. Oh, that Thou mayst show unto them, and that it is not man that supplieth, but that Thou dost give a man his daily bread. And all those that do labor in this world, the businesses also, and in the midst of our own congregations, that there may be support in the midst of the churches, for our school and all the causes. O Lord, that Thou wouldst yet supply in Thy mercy, and that Thou may give the possibility to continue in all of these things. For all the gold and the silver is Thine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. Lord, look upon us in this hour, O we beseech Thee, for help from above, strength for the body, a mind that is able to bring it forth in a clear way, love in our heart, and may it be an earnestness for the souls of our people. Oh, convert us unto Thee, forgiving all our sins for Jesus' sake. Amen. Let us sing from Psalter 117 all the stanzas. As pants the heart for streams of living water, so longs my soul, O living God, for Thee. I thirst for Thee. For Thee my heart is yearning. When shall I come Thy gracious face to see? 117 all the stanzas.
Congregation, the words of our text for this afternoon hour can be found in the portion that was read to you, John 20, and thereof the verses 15 and 16. John 20, the 15th and the 16th verses. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself, and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. So far the words of our text. The Easter wonder experienced by Mary Magdalene, first seeking a dead Jesus, second sought by a living Jesus. The Easter wonder experienced by Mary Magdalene, first seeking a dead Jesus, second sought by a living Jesus. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? What tender questions. The Lord Jesus, he is so very tender with his own church. Do you experience it also to be that way? David, he said, Thy gentleness hath made me great. Here we read of a woman. Who is this woman? What do we read here? But Mary. Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. We have heard of Mary. We have heard of Mary only last week. Mary Magdalene. She has been delivered, we have heard. Delivered from seven devils. That was a woman, we heard. Oh, she knew what misery was in her life. She was a woman that did know also what deliverance was in her life. Do you know what misery is in your life? Do you know what deliverance is in your life? Because Mary, she was not ignorant of who that the Lord Jesus was. And when we commemorate Easter, and we see young people who all these people are, Mary Magdalene, the other Marys, and the women, and the disciples. And we are not speaking about people who have never heard, who have never seen the Lord Jesus. No, we are speaking here about people who are not ignorant of the Lord Jesus in their life. In some way, Mary, we heard she has a very large place in her heart for the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, there is love, a bond of love in her heart. There is also a bond of love in your heart for the mediator. That is why she stood. She stood with Mary, the mother of Jesus. She stood with also her sister. You heard they stood there with broken hearts at the foot of the cross. And then when Joseph and Nicodemus, they brought the body of the Lord Jesus, they have taken it down from that cross, and they have laid that body of the Lord Jesus in the grave. Then we read again of this woman. We read, and Mary Magdalene and the other Mary sitting over against the sepulcher. You see how it is, young people. We read in our catechism a question. It says, doth not this doctrine make men careless and profane? What doctrine is that? It is the doctrine of free and sovereign grace. You give it to them freely. You say there is nothing required from their side. Does that not make a man careless and profane? He will take it all, and as an unthankful man in this life, he will run away with it, just like a thief. And our fathers, what do they say? They say, in no wise. You see how that is true? You see this Mary? It did not make her careless and profane. She was delivered from seven devils. And now the Lord Jesus is dead. If she was careless and profane, and then she would have left other people to bury him, and she would have gone her way. But she is sitting over against that sepulcher. And more than that, because we heard she has also come in that morning with the other women, with the spices. And now we read she is by that grave and she is weeping. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Mary. Mary is weeping. Say, why? Children, young people, Mary. Say, that is one of God's people. Why would she be weeping? Is that not one of God's people who has been delivered? Say, I hear of many people, they are speaking. They speak about Jesus in this world. And they sing and they rejoice. And I do not see them weeping. And Mary, she is weeping to God's children after Christ has revealed himself to his people in their life. Are they then brought to weeping? Let us go back a moment. Let us go back to Christmas. That was not so long ago, was it, children? Christmas time, you remember that, I think. Christmas time. And before Christmas, then we have heard everything that was so dark for God's children. Now, why was that so dark? Well, for many, many years, they had expected the Messiah to come. And the Messiah did not yet come. And Herod, he did sit upon the throne of the kingdom there, the children of Israel. That was the throne of David. That was where the Messiah, he was supposed to be sitting. And the Messiah, he was not there. And then Jesus was born. What a great joy there was in the hearts of the church of God. Mary, Joseph, we can read about Simeon, we read about Anna, we read about the shepherds and Zacharias and Elizabeth. And so we read of the joy, the great joy at the birth, at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what do you think? Do you think those people, they expected to weep again? Oh, they didn't. No, the disciples, when the Lord Jesus called his disciples, and he said unto them, follow me. And then they thought that the Lord Jesus, he was going to go from step to step, and he was going to sit upon the throne of David. Thus they thought that everything in their life now was going to increase. For a while they rejoiced indeed. The Lord Jesus fed the multitudes, and the Lord Jesus gave instruction to the multitudes, his words, and they drank those words in. And then Yeah, then the Lord Jesus, he began to speak a different way. Began to speak about suffering. He began to speak about dying. And everything, instead of increasing, started to go down. And Peter said, "Nay, nay, Lord, these things, they shall not be unto thee." The Lord Jesus said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. For thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men." And from that time it went down, down, and down. Oh, the church, they had not expected that until the Lord Jesus, he was hanging upon the cross and he was laid in the grave, all beyond the expectation of that church of God. And so we see here Mary, she is weeping, who is no stranger of Christ, who knew something of the power of Christ. She had felt, she had experienced that power in her own life. This is now something of that leading of the Spirit of the Lord in the life of his children. Because the Lord, he continues to lead his children in such a way. Well, what is happening in true conversion? In true conversion, there is love. That love is born in the heart unto the Lord. And yet, they have to learn that they cannot fulfill the desire of their heart, the commandments of the Lord. And the Lord, in his own time, he reveals himself in their darkness. He comes and he gives that they may experience that same joy that the people of the Lord did experience in the day, in the time of Christmas, when that way that was open to God's children, that they may be given to see who that Messiah is. And what is the expectation of that people? To whom Christ is not unknown completely. Oh, they have seen him. They have experienced a little bit of his power. And they have expected that from now on it was going to increase and increase. They were going to become more holy. They were going to exercise more faith. Oh, from now on, they were going to be less tied unto this world. Oh, the things that were above, they were going to dwell daily in their heart until they may receive that blessed treasure. And indeed, they may rejoice some. But, they find themselves that it goes in a way that they had not expected. Or they thought that it would increase. And they find that instead it decreases. Or they thought it would tend more and more to life. And they find that it tends more and more unto death. They had not expected to weep again. And yet they find themselves weeping with Mary. "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" Why is Mary weeping? Ah, she misses Christ. She cannot find him. Do you weep also because you miss Christ? With the other women, she had approached the grave with their spices. But it seems that Mary, when she was still far away from that grave and she has looked in the distance and she has seen the stone that was rolled away from that sepulchre. And as those other women, they continue to that grave, Mary, she immediately turns around and she runs back to Peter and to John. Say, "Peter, where is Peter?" Is not Peter weeping bitterly? Oh, what a wonder. Peter, he does not forsake now the other disciples. What a wonder. Those other disciples, they do not forsake him. But Peter, he is with the others. And Peter, he is here with John. And she runs back and she tells Peter and John. So Mary, she has not seen the angels that the other women have seen. But Mary, she has her own interpretation. She says, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre. And we know not where they have laid him. Peter and John, oh, they get up quickly. They run. Mary, she follows them. She goes back. And when the other women are gone, and we read of those disciples, Peter and John, they are gone. They go to their own homes. And then we read there is one left. Who is that? That is Mary. She is left all alone. But Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And she looks. Suddenly she sees, we read, two angels in the sepulchre. They're dressed in white. Oh, we cannot imagine. Cannot imagine what that is to see an angel sitting one at the head and the other at the feet, we read, where the body of Jesus had lain. Think Mary. You would say, children, Mary, she must have frightened. Oh, what would it be to see an angel? An angel. We read of Moses when he came into the presence of the Lord. For but a short time he came down from the mountain, and his face that shone, so the children of Israel, they could not look upon his face, and he had to put a veil over his face. Oh, now an angel that is coming from the direct presence of that holy and that righteous God. Oh, they were dressed, we read, in white. They must have shown forth something of that heavenly glory. And yet Mary, she does not see it. Oh, probably her eyes, they are so filled with tears that Mary, she does not see it. And her heart that is so filled with sorrow that she also does not startle at the question that these angels, they are asking her. What do the angels ask her? They say, woman, why weepest thou? Oh, they are the messengers of the Lord. They are the servants of the Lord. They are angels, we heard this morning, from which the keepers, they fled. They became as dead men. Oh, thus the servants of the Lord, they are required to carry the message of the Lord. That is, woe unto the wicked, that they may be as dead men, but to God's children. But to those who weep, to those who miss Jesus, oh, then they are commanded by him. They are commanded by him to treat their people in the tenderness wherewith Christ himself does treat them. And so those angels, on behalf of the Lord, they are asking, woman, why weepest thou? Oh, there is hope. There is expectation in that question. And yet Mary, in all her despondency, She does not hear anything of this expectation. Congregation, are there also among us people who weep over a missing Christ because, she says, they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him? It is her bitter complaint. Oh, she vents all her troubles. She vents all her sorrows. Oh, they have taken away my Lord, whom my soul loveth. Mary, she does not expect to ever see him alive again. No, there is for Mary no hope and no expectation anymore. She missed a living Savior. And without a living Savior, then her condemnation is sealed. But her love is not gone. Her love is not gone. And that is why she still sought his dead body. She will pay to him her last respects. And then she would have to miss him forever. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? That question that comes again. It comes from another quarter. Mary, she had turned. She had turned away from those angels because those angels, they could not help her. And behind her was Jesus standing. But we read, she does not know. Her eyes are holden, and she does not know that it is Jesus. She does not recognize him. Mary misses Jesus. Mary seeks Jesus. Mary cannot find Jesus. But Solomon, Mary, she says, I sought him whom my soul loveth. I sought him, but I found him not. Do you know what Mary does not realize? Mary does not realize that Jesus is seeking her. Not a dead Jesus, but a living Jesus. He knows where she is. He has not forgotten her. He sees her tears. He knows what is living within her heart. He knows how that she misses her. He knows how that she would like to pay to him in all her despondency, her last respects. Will he give her that opportunity? He will not. No, he is going to do everything instead for him, for her. That is now what Christ, he is teaching his people. It is going to be so far above the expectation that is living in the heart of that people. Or when he finds them in their death, in their condemnation, woman. Oh Christ, he is so near to his people, and yet he is often withholding himself from that people till all their efforts fail, until everything is coming for them to an end. Oh, he is taking his people out of an horrible pit and out of the miry clay. He gives them to experience it just in a little measure. Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Doesn't he know who she is seeking? Oh, he does. But he would have her say it. He would draw her out. He will give to her the opportunity to unburden her own soul. May you ever do that. Oh, may you ever receive an opportunity. We pray, yes. Oh, we all pray. You do too, right, children? I hope that you may experience in your life the difference between prayer and prayer. All what it means for the Lord to ask you this question. Why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? That you may, with all the freedom that the Lord is giving unto you, receive the gift of prayer. That you may lay before the Lord all the needs and all the wants. There are many in this life. And they will be more. They will increase the older that you become. But oh, that the need of your soul, like the soul of Mary, the missing of the Lord, and that the Lord may say to you, to your own soul, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Tell me now. May you ever do that. May you ever tell the Lord now with freedom everything that is living in your heart. It is music. It is music to his ears. Even that people, they may unburden themselves. And that he may hear how that their soul that is drawn out to him, how that their soul that is in a great need, how that there is nothing in this world that is able to satisfy the crying need of their soul, all that is music to his ears. When he may hear, when he may hear the need even they cry, and when he may save their souls when death draws nigh. And so she unburdens herself. She unburdens herself to this stranger. She unburdens himself to this gardener. Oh, with Solomon. She says, Saw ye him whom my soul loveth, sir. If thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Oh, she does not even answer his question. She says, he says, whom seekest thou? Oh, she says, him. Him, sir. Oh, her heart that is full of him. Is your heart ever full of him? In the missing of him. Oh, then she thinks everybody's heart. That must be just as her heart. And when she says him, and she does not say his name, then he will understand who that she is speaking about. Or if thou have borne him hence, she does not think about her own weakness, her own inability to take him away, because that shall be much too heavy for her to take away. But there is love in her heart. And that love that is sometimes promising unto the Lord things that it is not able to accomplish. But now with all the zeal and all the love and all her efforts, she only comes into death. There is nothing. There is nothing that is bringing her closer to finding. The angels cannot help her. The gardener, he cannot help her. And so she turns away. Turns away from the Lord Jesus Christ. She turns her back to him. She turns unto that empty grave, where there is only blackness, darkness, emptiness. Or will the Lord cast off forever? ties of covenant friendship sever? Will he show his face no more, as he did in days of yore? Will the word to Israel spoken by our father's God be broken? Must we in our grief complain that his promises are vain? 440, stanzas 2 and 5.
Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary, from the blackness and the darkness of despondency, the Lord is delivering his people. How? By a single word. One word. But it is a personal word. It is a word by which that people, they may immediately know that the Lord, he knows of them. Mary, the deliverance of the Lord is not a gradual deliverance. Philpot, he writes that the Lord, he works by points. Although those points, they may sometimes be small and multiplied, yet it is not a gradual deliverance. And here, it is not just a small point, but it is a very great point. Oh, there are steps in the life of grace. Mary. Suddenly, Mary perceives who is speaking to her. No, he is not a stranger to her. It is the Lord himself. It is her master. It is her well-beloved. My sheep, they know my voice, and they follow me. He saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Oh, she discerns his voice. And he speaks to her a single word. Oh, how sweet are his words unto her taste. Rabboni, Master. Oh, how blessed. How blessed are the people who know that joyful sound. She knows that voice. She recognizes that voice. Oh, there comes light for Mary. There comes light in all of her darkness. Oh, there is sweetness in all of her bitterness. There is life. There is life in her death. Mary owns him as her own. Rabboni, Master, my Lord, my God, my all, my everything. O congregation, Easter, on Easter, the Lord, he is lifting his church out of hell. And when he lifts them out of hell, he places them into heaven. He lifts them out of that eternal pit. It is such a deep way, such a deep way that the Lord, he has led his disciples through. It was through the bitterness of death. It is through the expectation of condemnation. Everything that they had known, everything that they had experienced in their life, oh, they had to fall away. It was all called in question by them because of what? Because of unbelief? Because of the infirmities of their flesh? They did not understand what he had spoken unto them before. What happened in Easter? In Easter, everything that became true again. And all their love and all that desire and the work of the Lord that was not put to shame. But there is more than that. There is more than this. What is more than that? Well, on Easter, on the day of the resurrection of the Lord,
when she said, Rabboni, when she said, Master, oh, then the truth of Christ that was ratified for Mary. Mary, the disciples of the Lord, they receive a new understanding on the day of Easter. And not only a new understanding, but they receive a new assurance that they have never known before. Christ lives. And he lives no more to die. This Mary felt. This Mary experienced. And the redemption of her soul, which is precious, that is secured more than ever before. Or if she had known assurance in faith before, now they come to know the assurance of faith. Oh, congregation, Christmas. Christmas is not Easter. There are two distinct matters in the life of God's church, in the experience of their soul. Without Christmas, we cannot die. Without Christmas, there is no knowledge of a Savior. Without Christmas, and then a man has no hope, he has no expectation. But Easter, that is now for the establishment. That is now for the comfort of that true people of the Lord. It is for their assurance. And we said that goes through a way before Easter. It was before Christmas. It was dark, we said, before Christmas. But it is darker before Easter. Reverend Herskop, he used to say that before Christmas, a man has to lose his works. Old covenant, broken covenant. And then it becomes Christmas. But before Easter, a man, he has to lose his life. It is a deeper way for that the disciples of the Lord. What was the answer that Mary never gave to that question of Jesus? Jesus had asked her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Children, you can give me the answer. What was the answer? What should have been the answer? What was living in the heart of, you say, Jesus? That is who that Mary sought. That is true. That is right. Jesus. Now we want to ask you a question. What was the expectation of Mary when she would have found Jesus? Was there any hope in Mary anymore for her own soul in finding Jesus? You say no. Why not? Because she would be finding a dead body. She believed Jesus was dead. Thus, at this point, Mary does not expect salvation for her poor soul anymore. It is done. It is done for Mary. With everything that she has experienced in her life, it is finished. And yet, she still cleaves to the Lord. She still loves him. Oh, she still will do everything for him. That is now the way of the true church. That is now the depth through which the Lord is leading his people, a people to whom that he has already in their life revealed himself. But with everything that they have been given in their life, they cannot deny it. But they do not understand. It is such a mystery. With everything, they still have to go lost. Oh, the Lord brings that people before himself, that they have to stand before him as their judge. And then they cannot do it with a revealed Jesus, that they might know the way is not sufficient for them because they do not have him. And thus, if they have to come before that judge of heaven and of earth, then they cannot die. And it is in that place that the Lord, he is giving them to agree that it is right. It is right and it is just. When the Lord, he would cast me away forever and forever. They expected, actually, as Mary, she expected it. And yet there is a cleaving. The love of the Lord. The Lord who judges them. The Lord who rightly condemns them. That they have to agree with. Oh, there is still love for him. Oh, for that people, it is as Mary. It is not about themselves anymore. No, it is about the Lord only. He is the one that is worthy of all praise and of all honor and of all glory, even when I would have to go lost. Christ arose from the grave. And then it was a testimony of the Father that he had justified him. The Father himself raised him from the dead. And therefore the Father testified that he had completely paid the price for his people. This is now the justification that church of God that is included in publicans and sinners. As Paul said, he was delivered for our offenses. He was raised again for our justification. But what happens to a man when he is acquitted? When he is acquitted by the judge, or he is standing at that bar, and what does he say, young people, that judge? He says, "You may go." Then there are no officers that are going to stand in his way anymore. The shackles, they are taken off. And he goes through that door of the court as a free man. There are no policemen that are sent after him to bring him back and to make him stand once again at that bar. He is free. That is now the assurance that the people of the Lord, they may receive in their souls experience of Easter. It is a perfect freedom. A perfect freedom from all of their guilt and from all of the consequences of their guilt. That is not a freedom from indwelling sin. That is not a freedom from the commission of sin. That is another matter. That is the matter of sanctification. Oh, that does not happen in a moment as justification happens. No, that is something that is taking the whole life of God's children, and that is not done in this life. They have to carry about with them in this life that body of sin, which will burden them through this life, or that they may long to be delivered from that body, that this corruption that might put on incorruption, when this mortal does put on immortality, and they may hope for that. And they may sometimes long for that, and they have a good hope for it. Why? Because they have received that receipt, as is received on that day of Easter. O congregation, what blessings there are. Are there not? What blessings there are to be received by the Lord. There are blessings, young people. We have heard of much sickness. Here many have died. Were you ever afraid, young people? Children, were you ever afraid? Maybe you say, well, not so many children have died. Not so many young people have died. That is so. Do you push it away like that? That may be for a few days, but it will not be forever. Because faster than we realize it, then that day is also coming for us. And it can be when we are children. It can be when we are young people. Oh, do you ever see something of the preciousness of those gifts, those spiritual gifts that the Lord He is giving unto His people? Or are you ever jealous of that true church of God? It would be a wonder if we become a member of the concerned church of God. What is the concerned church of God? Or if the Lord gives you a new heart, children, then you will become concerned. You will become concerned. Concerned for your life. Concerned for your soul. The Lord, He loves that people. And that people, they love the Lord. And the Lord, He in His time reveals Himself to those people. He shows Himself as the only way of salvation. And yet, it is a people, they are so up and down on the waves. Oh, they are. They are of little faith. And the Lord Jesus, He has said, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" But after the resurrection, then it became different. Why? Because then the Lord, He establishes His people. He established His disciples. He established Mary. In the truth concerning Himself, He gives them knowledge. He gives them comfort. And He gives them a blessed assurance. Or is that not a state and a condition to be coveted? Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself, said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, thou hast spoken to Mary. Wilt thou speak also unto thy children who are weeping, who are seeking, but who cannot find thee? Oh, that thou may lead thy children into these further steps of the knowledge of thy salvation. Oh, that we may be given to know them, and that we may be given the assurance that is connected to them. Is it not to thy honor and to thy glory, when thy people, they would be relieved of the doubt of their salvation? Oh, when thou would take away all their guilt, and when they may be able to say that he has cast my sins into that sea of everlasting forgetfulness. Oh, that thou may establish thy church, and that thou may grant that gratitude to bring forth a life that is full of affection and of good works. And do look upon us in the rest of this day, in the week which we have begun together. And wilt thou give us to keep thy day holy? Help thy servants, and when they bring thy word also in this evening hour, do give also what we need in the week to come. Watch over us for good. Keep us from sickness, from danger, from all harm, from a sudden and an unprepared death. Give a holy jealousy to burn in our hearts concerning the things which we have brought and heard in this day, and that there may be all things tending to thy own glory and to the welfare of our poor souls. Do forgive what was amiss and what was sinful, and we may acknowledge thee for thy help also in this hour. For Jesus' sake, amen. 310, 2, 4, 5, and 6. Brought nigh to death and full of grief, the Lord's salvation I besought. He heard my cry, he sent relief, and my soul from depths of woe he brought. 2, 4, 5, and 6 of Psalter 310. receive the blessing of the Lord. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen.